Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 14th, from 1 Chronicles 16 through 18. The central part of today's reading involves the Davidic covenant, wherein God promised to make David's line the royal house of Israel forever. That promise was literally and completely fulfilled in Jesus, the son of David. But it is important to note what David accomplished after this amazing encounter with God. He subdued the last vestiges of Israel's ancient enemies, the Edomites, Ammonites, Philistines, Moabites, the Arameans, and extended Israel's control out to the Euphrates River Valley. Many prophecies were fulfilled in these conquests. Think of the descendants of Esau, the Edomites. God had promised that Jacob would rule over his brothers. He spoke to Rebekah and Isaac about the twins in Rebekah's womb, "The older shall serve the younger." Isaac said in Genesis 27:37, "I have made him lord over you, Esau, and have made all his relatives his servants." Those relatives included the Ammonites and Moabites through nephew Lot of Abraham, and Arameans, the genetic stock of Abraham. And the Philistines basically represent the Gentile nations. All of them are now in subjection to David and Israel. The second major prophecy was the extent of the physical territory to be given to Abraham's descendants. It was from the border of Egypt to the Euphrates River. Israel maintained its rule over this vast area through the time of Solomon, all because David had received grace from God. No wonder David was able to go out and take on the enemies of his people and overcome them all. David knew he was loved and blessed and capable and skilled and united by faith to the God who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or even imagine. Someone once told me, "If you know you're loved, you can do anything, even overcoming all the obstacles life may throw at you." Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.